This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Nothing says Happy New Year like a Patriots.com Roster Report here on Patriots.com. I'm Andy Hart, joined alongside by Paul Perillo. We took the holiday off last week for Christmas, Paul. No roster report. There was also no moves.
Taking it off this week, too.
Take it off this week. There's a holiday and no moves, but we're doing a roster report.
Okay.
We're going to look at the Pro Bowl roster first and foremost, Paul Perillo. Four Patriots heading to, careful now, don't say Hawaii.
Miami Gardens.
Miami Gardens and Landshark Stadium. The Sunday before the Super Bowl, the one-year trial effort by the NFL of putting the Pro Bowl in the city of the Super Bowl and making it a week-long extravaganza that won't include some of the game's best players, you know, all the guys playing in the Super Bowl or all the guys that are banged up from the AFC and NFC title games. But four Patriots are slotted as we speak to be at Landshark Stadium. Two starters, Logan Mankins and
Vince Wilfork.
Two backups, big parts of the passing game, Paul Perillo, Tom Brady, and Wes Welker, our reserves.
A nice little player.
He is a nice little player who's going to his nice little second Pro Bowl consecutively. You know, when you catch 100 balls every year, it gets you noticed by fans and players alike in this league.
Right up there with Herman Moore.
Did he go to the Pro Bowl?
He did it three times.
No, did he go to the Pro Bowl?
In a row. Yeah, oh yeah.
So did Wes Welker.
Yeah.
But did Herman Moore go to the Pro Bowl?
Yes.
He's very negative over there. Very negative. Very anti-Welker. I just don't get it.
I wanted to point out the notes that the Patriots PR staff put out that he joined Herman Moore and Marvin Harrison.
Well, you said it with venom.
And Jerry Rice is the only receivers to ever catch 100 or more passes three consecutive seasons.
Well, how come you don't say Jerry Rice? Jerry Rice. You keep saying Herman Moore.
Because I'm just pointing out a guy that
maybe
a lot of people aren't all overly familiar with. I think everybody knows who Jerry Rice is.
Right. And aligning Welker and Rice would be a positive thing. Aligning Moore and Welker seems to have a negative tint to it, Paul Perillo.
Listen, I can't decipher how people are going to react to the words. I'm just offering the stats.
You spew venom.
There's no venom.
The bottom line is, with the Pro Bowl roster,
I spew venom. That's unbelievable.
Paul, four guys got to go. A couple guys that maybe deserved to didn't. What are your thoughts on potential Patriots who could have gone that didn't? Randy Moss, Steven Gostkowski, Brandon Merriweather, whoever else you might fill in.
I don't know. I would definitely say, first and foremost, that the four that are going are remarkably deserving, especially Wilfork, Brady, and Welker. I don't know for sure about Mankins, and I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve. I'm just saying he's a guard, and I can't really tell you how he relates to Alan Faneca, who's also going, and you know, other guards. But I think all four guys that are going are certainly deserving candidates.
Somebody thought Martin should be in the Pro Bowl, but we'll continue here.
What team is he on?
I don't know.
I would say that the guys you mentioned,
he's like
Andy,
you. He's an old,
Randy
old
Moss
guy.
Leading the league in touchdown receptions with 13. That's an impressive number. You could make an argument for him. I personally think that this hasn't been his best season, and I think that there are other guys. I think Brandon Marshall, who's going, probably doesn't deserve to go. We talked about this on PFW in Progress, and overall he had 21 catches in one game. He has 101 catches for the season, I think, and 21 of them in one game. I think you can make an argument that maybe Moss goes over him, but I would probably make an argument that Vincent Jackson should have gone over both of them. So I don't really think it was a snub. And really, Steven Gostkowski is the only other one, in my mind, that you can really discuss. I think he's an all-pro level. I think you put it upstairs. That's how you put it upstairs. He's an all-pro level kicker. And anytime you can say that about it, he has that kind of skill, he can go any year. Nate Keating, it was 29 for 32, I think, on field goals or something like that. That's getting it done. So you can't really say that Keating doesn't belong, but you could say that Gostkowski is every bit as deserving as Keating.
To Mankins for a minute, I will say he rose up the ranks in the player coach voting, which to me is a little bit of a sign that you know, the respect within the league, the guys that play against
I have more respect for that two-thirds percentage than I do the fans.
So I think that's a good sign for him and how he's viewed around the league. And he made a funny little line about another Charger going, Chris Dielman, a guard, and talked about watching him. And they're similar players because they both like to hit after the whistle and play dirty. So I enjoyed that little comment. Three of the four guys spoke yesterday about the honor, Welker, Will Fork, and Mankins. Brady will speak here at Gillette Stadium later today about the honor of going to the Pro Bowl and the season he's had and obviously bouncing back from a career-threatening or at least season-ending type injury, a major injury, and the issues he went with the post-surgery infection and all that. To bounce back and head right to the Pro Bowl is a pretty impressive feat.
I agree.
So, you know, you go from MVP to missing a season to Pro Bowl season. Nice little sandwich there.
And it wasn't one of those reputation picks.
Oh,
Tom
no.
Brady, 4,200 yards, 28 touchdowns, 65% completions. He certainly deserves to be.
He got her done, as they like to say.
Yeah.
The rest of the roster report we'll look at here is the injury report, which I don't know its relevance heading into the Sunday's season finale. Reliant Stadium, Houston.
A shrinking injury report, by the way.
Yes. What that means, I don't know.
Don't know either.
Obviously,
I have my theories, keep them to myself.
You rarely keep things to yourself. No, kind of
like
your
one.
Opinions on Wes
I'll
Welker.
Keep this one
Herman
to
Moore did it three times. Rice? I don't say Jerry Rice.
Just like Welker did it three times.
Just like Jerry Rice, the greatest receiver to ever play the game, did. But we get sidetracked as usual here on Patriots.com. The injury report did not practice early in the week. Moss and Brady, we've come to expect in recent weeks with the Moss one in particular, not injury-related. It's whatever he does on Wednesdays. I don't really know specifically what it is, but he does something, and he does it every week, and he still makes it on the field for Sunday's action.
Go do whatever it is you do when you're not.
You know, last week he did whatever it is he do, and he caught three touchdown passes. So proceed with the plan as enacted so far. Other guys, you know, limited participation, Jarvis Green, Ty Warren, Wes Welker, Vince Wilfork. Three of those four guys, Paul, I'd like to see on the sideline on Sunday with Warren, Wilfork, and Welker, because I think rest is the plan in my mind for Sunday. The Texans need to win the game. The Patriots do not. And I think the Patriots need to win the game the following week, and I think the best chance to do that, not having a bye as they've had so many times in the playoffs, is to rest your guys. I think Brady and Moss would be in that same category. Do you expect the Patriots to rest on Sunday?
I do, and I totally agree with the personnel that you've already highlighted. I think it makes really very little sense to get guys like Will Fork and Warren and Brady out there who we know are dealing with injuries. And if you want to play them a little bit, I'm okay with that. But if they play more than a quarter, I would really wonder why it would be necessary to do that. Maybe Bill feels like he had such a good performance last week, he wants to get him out there and have a chance to keep that going so you continue to build that momentum, but I don't think it means anything at all.
Hello, you play to win the game.
Yeah, I don't
Herm,
care about...
That's why you're an analyst and not a coach.
If they had a chance to figure out what they wanted in terms of the seed or an opponent like they did in 05, then I could understand you can make an argument, but they could win the game and not be guaranteed of anything. They could lose the game and not be guaranteed of anything. They know they're going to be the three or the four, but I don't think there's anything that they can do to guarantee one or the other, unless someone has figured out that whole situation. Andy, you're in a daze.
Well, you were talking. I just thought you'd carry the show for a couple minutes here.
Hey, well, I mean, what else? I agreed with you. What else do you want me to do?
Okay.
It's only fun when I disagree with you.
Everybody else focuses on the top of the roster and rest. We're Patriots.com. We're the roster report. We dig a little deeper. We carry the back end of the roster here.
I don't know.
Give me a star who could shine on Sunday in a backup role, in a guy fill-in type role. Throw some names out there. Brian Hoyer, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Isaiah Stanbeck or Edelman or one of those, you know, secondary level receivers.
How about a tall, skinny bench warmer?
Yeah. Well, Brian Hoyer would fit that.
Well, if
give
you're
me a
really,
star in the making.
If well, I can't give well. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, I think, would be the best candidate to have I don't want to say a breakout performance, but he could be a productive guy, I think, on Sunday in the role that I think will unfold. Kyle Arrington, how's that? He's a guy who's really impressed me the last month or so on special teams. I don't know if he has ability to step out there and play anything in the secondary. I'm not sure how much the guys in the secondary will get rest because I think they might want to continue the thing that they've started 3 weeks ago with James Sanders and Sean Springs. I think they might want to keep that going a little bit. But,
sure.
He's just a guy that's really flashed to me since he came off the practice squad. He's shown up on special teams, Kyle Arrington.
Sure.
So, I don't know.
I'm going to take a guy who is borderline key playmaker for this team, borderline backup. I think he'll see some reps Sunday. Defensive side of the ball, big favorite of mine, Rob Ninkovich. I'm going to say Rob Ninkovich has 2 sacks, at least, on Sunday, because Matt Schaub, we know, will throw the ball quite a bit, so he'll have some opportunities. Rob Ninkovich, double sacks on Sunday. Other than that, we're headed towards the postseason. We'll be back here. Paul Perillo can hardly control himself. It's the new year. He started drinking at noon, apparently, here at Gillette Stadium.
Double sacks? I mean, what are you talking about?
We'll be back next week heading into the postseason to look at the roster, the injury report, and all else related to this team here on the Patriots.com roster report. Until then, be safe, be happy, and enjoy the new year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Peace out.